Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura here in Berea for today's edition of the Browns Huddle. The Browns players are off today. They'll return to work tomorrow as they get set to take on the Baltimore Ravens. But I want to talk about one thing that you're seeing a lot of in this Browns offense and something that's led to quite a bit of success so far, and that's pre-snap movement. And we've seen a lot of different types, but we'll walk you through two of the biggest ones you're going to see in John DeFilippo's offense. Number one will be kind of that half motion. If you go back to our first In the Film Room segment, you saw the half motion, and what that does, it gives the quarterback an idea of if a team is going to play man or zone. You bring your receiver halfway across the formation. If they follow, you know it's man. You can bring them all the way across. Same thing is true. So you're just getting that quick tell and getting right back in the original alignment that you started in. Another thing you'll see is a lot of tight end shift from one side to the other. They do that with Jim Dre, Gary Barnage, off of the wing, slide them over. So you go from the weak side to the strong side now and make that your power side for when you want to run the football. You do it right before the snap. And then the third type that we've seen quite a bit of, and if you go in the film room this week on Duke Johnson's touchdown, you really see it. That's what I'd call the explosion. It's a pre-snap explosion. You line up in one formation, and at the same time, everybody moves. We saw in the Duke Johnson touchdown, they start off in a two-back I formation set. They explode. You end up with trips to the right, both running backs out as receivers to the left, no one in the backfield. And that caused confusion in the defense. They got a matchup that they wanted. So lots of times that you're just trying to confuse the defense or you're trying to get the defense to tip their hand. It's that pre-snap information. You're gathering as much as you can. And it's something that John DeFilippo has emphasized from day one and has utilized very effectively through the first quarter of the National Football League season. All right, that'll do it for today's educational edition of the Browns Huddle. And don't forget to go to NFL.com/rookies and vote for Duke Johnson for the Pepsi Rookie of the Week, coming off a career day, 9 catches, 84 yards, and a huzz down, career high, 116 total yards for the Duke. All right, folks, keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.